I'm gonna need something hot for my throat.
Okay. Me too.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of The Bread Talks, the podcast that has Alfredo Gonzalez as your host, the most regular human being that you can encounter or run into walking on the streets of Santa Cruz de la Sierra, Bolivia. Today, I am at Boulangerie Coffee Shop with my beloved and dear friend, Loaiza Guadalupe. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited to be here with you on backstage. I have told you the reason why I like this coffee shop. Actually, I want to share it in the podcast. I ran into this coffee shop because I was on my way to your wedding. I knew this place thanks to your wedding because I like walking. I mean, I could have stopped the bus because I came on bus. I'm poor. or maybe pay an Uber. I don't know. And be directly on the charge. But no, I wanted to walk. So I stopped on Doble Vía La Guardia Avenue, and I looked on Google Maps and thought to myself, okay, it's not that far, so I'm gonna walk. And also, I wanna know more streets of this Las Palmas neighborhood. And then I ran into this coffee shop.
Fancy, huh?
Yeah. But
it's pretty cool.
And now I'm remembering, this roof wasn't here in the windows. Yeah, it wasn't. The roof is new. Also, the coffee bar, that's new as well. That didn't exist back then. It felt nice because the breeze. When was your wedding? September. September, right?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
That summer here. Mm. That summer, it's hot. It's perfect for hot coffee. Mm. At least for me, hot coffee. That's what we're having. And then I went to the wedding. Also, I needed a rest because I was carrying two big bags. You are a witness of that. I was with Shelton Bice because I didn't know what to give you as a present. I wanted to give you something personal for you, and also wanted to give something personal for Carlos, husband. And also, I also was told that I had to give you something for your new life as a married couple. I didn't know that was a thing. I really didn't. But later I learned that when I went to visit to your new home, that the gift I gave you was useful. I mean, I drank coffee in those cups. but still, just like Sheldon, I was feeling, okay, no. Instead of deciding for one, I think I'm picking the three of them. I need to give them these things.
Nice thing, we still use those cups. They're still alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
That's nice.
What about the other thing, the Quidditch thing? Is that still alive?
What?
The Quidditch set?
No, it is.
Okay,
Of course, it is.
No, it's okay if it isn't.
It was a great surprise.
Okay.
It was a unique gift.
Really? Okay. Didn't you get disappointed that you couldn't take out the snitch?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but still, okay. Yeah. Where did I buy that? I don't remember. It's not that I will tell you. I really don't remember. But it wasn't a special order. I walked the city, and I found a store, and I thought to myself, okay, this is the gift. This is the gift.
Maybe because I just love Harry Potter.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah. Let the record show that Guadalupe loves the books of Harry Potter. They're great.
And movies,
Yeah,
it's a reminder of childhood, you know?
Yeah. I think about the books and I think only about my childhood. Mm. That's it.
It's childhood.
I don't care about the rest, the controversy that there is today.
No. And just focusing on the stories is something good.
Right.
Never gets old. No, it doesn't. Age well.
But now, if you had to pick, because this is not the core of the podcast today, I will say that I prefer Fantastic Beasts over Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting though. He's getting to nice ways.
And the day we recorded this, the Harry Potter series compared for the Max streaming service hasn't streamed yet. So we don't know what's... you don't know?
No, I don't.
Okay, so there's going to be a Harry Potter series.
Ah, for real?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of timeline are you talking about?
From the beginning.
From James Charles?
So, yeah. No.
And Lily?
Well, maybe there are going to be some memories. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I hope so, because how can you feel... an entire season. Well, you could with all the stuff that the movies couldn't for the books, but still, that I feel that that's not gonna be enough. So some memories or stories from the past.
Maybe from the past because the actors are old now. They grew up.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They announced that it's going to be a new cast. So they're gonna retell the story.
Okay, they had to pick them really well. Because we are picky.
Now get ready. Get ready. It's going to be a diversity cast.
Hmm.
But that's expected for me. I don't mind it. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't mind if Harry Potter is African American. Really? No. I mean it. I really don't mind. Or if this time Hermione is African American. Really? Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm saying too many times African American, but yeah.
Expected.
I mean in the best way that I really don't mind.
But because there is a black hole there, because in the book they never tell how actually Hermione looks.
Yeah.
No, they don't. Yeah. They don't tell if this is white or Caucasian or black.
They never
so
did.
It might be a surprise on this new series.
Yeah, let's see how it goes. Well, I have my hopes high.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. That will be the only reason I'm going to renew my subscription to Max.
But because let's be honest, there is only old people expecting this. There is no youngsters here. There's just old people.
Yeah,
who
are
people.
You are right in that. At least in 90%. Why do I say that? Because my young niece, she's loving the movies right now.
But they are like getting into it.
Yeah,
like, just
yeah,
like
yeah.
Starting.
And they don't know about the new things, and they don't care if there's going to be new things.
Because they don't know.
Yeah, they don't.
They
know.
They don't know. They don't care too much. We grew up with this.
Yeah.
Like, it's very like Toy Story 5. It's something like.
Is it confirmed?
No.
Okay.
But it happened already. The last one.
It was the fourth one. Yeah.
Fourth?
Yeah.
Wasn't the fifth?
No.
Oh, no. But just only adults were.
Yeah, I went to the movies
to see
the fourth installment.
We cried. Yeah. We wanted to cry over there.
And I did.
We brought napkins.
I did cry.
For real.
I did cry. I remember I went to Palace Cinema. It was beautiful, a beautiful theater. It's closed now, sadly.
Mm.
Beautiful theater, but still. Oh my god, Harry Potter, Toy Story. What else is
what
there
else?
to
we were
capitalize?
Shrek.
Oh yeah, that's
well.
That's a confirmation.
Yeah.
Shrek 5 is going to be,
I think it's been too many though.
Yeah, released on I think 2024, 2025.
Yeah.
This podcast will be already published, posted, whatever you find your podcast. But I don't know, I have been waiting for that one, and for that one I also expect it to be politically correct, like really.
Yeah.
Although it always had been, and it always had been diverse. People didn't notice.
Yes.
Yeah. But
definition of the person.
Yeah.
Definition.
But just like my favorite example is Puss in Boots. The first movie starts with Puss waking up with a lady.
Ah.
Yeah. after having maybe a one night stand. I don't know. We were too young to notice. But now it starts with Puss saving an entire town with from the giant.
Yeah.
Those are two different beginnings of the movie.
It's getting serious.
Yeah, and that tells you that how much time the creators spend thinking in a way to be a very funny movie, but being also respectful
yes.
with society today.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel Shrek 5 took that long to be produced. And it is going to take even longer because just this year, the cast decided to sit to talk about the script. The script is not done yet, so that tells you a lot. Script writing is one of the great things that this show we're going to talk about today has.
It's complicated because you need to get to people to like it.
And it does it very well. The Office. The Office is a great, great show.
It's a great show. If you think about the title, it's the most boring.
Like,
what is this show about? It's about some guys that sell paper. It's not something eye-catching, you know?
Jim Hopper, one of the protagonists, says this on episode one. Okay, what's my job? I sell paper, I help people to learn the prices and see if they can afford it or not.
And that's it?
He says that I'm boring myself when he talks to the camera.
Great start.
Yeah, and he's right. Whenever you rewatch the pilot episode, it's that.
It's like a best screen of what are you going to see.
You feel you're gonna get bored, but no.
If you survive the first episode. Like, you need to have that open mind.
That's the thing. I remember I didn't start from the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah, I started with Diversity Day.
The best. Diversity Day. I haven't seen too many wrong things in just a few minutes. Like, every 5 minutes, there is something that is too wrong to be on there.
I really want to watch it again right now.
Like, you think about it, like, how is this available? How is this for free?
Well, Seinfeld ran from 1989 to 1998 with a lot of things that shouldn't have. So I think maybe that's why The Office was allowed.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because you think about, like,
You want my cookie?
Who allowed
this? You want my cookie?
And this clap, oh my gosh. Michael Scott was.
That wasn't a slap, but still.
Clap.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. And if I recall perfectly, I think the slap wasn't scripted.
Yeah.
I think Minnie Kaling improvised that part. I will have to release in the episode of Office Ladies podcast. That's a great episode podcast.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard it.
Yes, I have.
You have? Oh, that's nice. Did I share that to you?
No, it's Pam and
Angela.
Angela.
Yeah, nice best show. Friends. Best friends.
In real life?
Yeah. I love that. That the two characters that you.
They could never.
Yeah, but in real life,
like they're like soulmates.
But actually, there's an episode where they can show their friendship in real life. I remember that.
That's good.
Well, I chose you to talk about The Office because I think you're one of the people that fit this category to talk about The Office because, please, I mean it as a compliment. I mean this in the best way. You are not conventional, just like me. I feel that's why we're friends. We are not
this
conventional.
This show is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. There is just like a certain people
like
it. Yeah, because, to enjoy it, to expect.
Because I've asked if they watch The Office.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and they told me that
the uncomfortable, the better.
they told me, that they couldn't get it, or they didn't find it funny, and I asked them why.
Because there is no laugh.
Yeah, they told me that exactly.
Like a Big Bang Theory, like you know when to laugh.
Yeah, but for me, laughs don't tell me when to laugh.
If it's good or not. Yeah.
For me, it's not that.
So, this is not Friends. It's like something is.
I feel The Office is superior to Friends. I'm sorry.
I didn't even watch Friends. Really? That's not for me. That's not my brain.
That's another reason with Friends. That's another reason with Friends.
That's not my brain.
We really don't enjoy Friends. I mean, I watched it. It's nice. It's a nice show. I liked it. But if
it's
I had
light.
To choose...
It's too light. It's
something
for children, you know, like...
Yeah, really, it's not the best. All the prices show gets should be for The Office, really.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Because it was at the same time as Big Bang Theory, right?
The Office? Yeah.
Right?
2005.
They were like competition. Kind of a competition.
They were competing. The Office started on 2005. The Big Bang Theory started off 2007. 2007. Both shows started very slow, especially The Office, because it had only 6 episodes. But it went high. I have no doubt about that. And well,
people didn't disappoint.
Yeah. Going back with being a non-conventional human being, you really don't follow trends, and that's one thing I really appreciate about you. It's not like you're a hipster, just like me, who doesn't feel trends, because you do have TikTok.
I do have.
You.
I'm a sinner.
No, that's fine. But I don't know. You don't seem to have been affected in any way by the usage of TikTok.
Mm-mm. Not really. Like, it's just something to watch.
Right. Yeah.
On these days, I'm on the bus and I don't know what to do.
Well, in that case, I listen to podcasts, so that's fine.
I don't have AirPods.
Me neither, but still. I still use the earphones.
With cords?
With cords, exactly. Mm. Yeah, you have the cords, you have to connect. Sometimes some ladies on the bus...
Popular?
Yeah. Molest me with my cords. They pull it out. Of course, it's not intentional. I want to believe. But yeah, that will be one positive thing from the AirPods. But anyway, yeah. I also remember, even though you didn't follow trends. Whenever I ask you for about some shows that I thought you would watch, you tell me no, I haven't.
Like Friends
or Game of Thrones, I remember.
But I remember it being very popular.
Yeah, they're popular, and you don't feel like suffering from FOMO.
No.
Unlike other people, because I read people on Twitter, and if I read that, I know there are people outside just like them, because this show is so popular. They skip directly to the end of the show. Recently, Succession, another HBO original show, premiered its last season. And there are a lot of people who haven't watched it. And these kind of people started to ask, is it okay if I start watching the finale of Succession? And I was like, why? Why would you do that? I mean, your FOMO levels are that high. You want to be with the amount of people watching Succession only because you want to be a part of that group.
No.
Just like Michael Scott. Michael Scott all the time. Season 6, there's gossip on The Office.
Yeah.
And nobody shares gossip with him. And he says, I hate to be left out.
But he always been like the entire show, but on the end.
Yeah.
He seemed changed.
And I feel bad for him. That's the beauty of this show. he is
very like for real. He's so relatable in a way that is not proper way. He's that, so relatable.
That's the reason why my father loves this show, because I like the relationship I have with my father. He and I can sit through an entire season together and watch it and laugh. And he told me, why do I find this person, this obnoxious human being, so likable? Even though he says...
That's the question. How is he likable? How is he relatable? How do you feel compassionate about him? I think like he's like a better version of Sheldon Cooper, because he is like...
That he's like
not likable in real life, but in the show, like, you cannot relate, you cannot feel compassion about it.
That because
you care about
him. Even Sheldon tends to be sometimes chauvinist or racist, but he doesn't know it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it.
Ignorance.
Yeah.
It's just ignorance. In Michael Scott, is ignorant.
Well, ignorance from Michael Scott and Sheldon Cooper is more ignorant, like, in human behavior.
Yeah.
He
emotionally.
Yeah.
And Michael Scott as well, but it's another level. It's more kind.
Another area of emotion. Ignorance. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And I told you, you wanna really know why you like Michael Scott?
I kinda know why. Tell me you first.
No. Yeah, I told him because deep down you are just like him. You are just a racist, just like him.
Baby, I am. I was about to tell you. Sorry.
Okay.
I was about to tell you something really fun. I don't know if you know this test. It's MBTI test, like personality test.
Oh,
and
God.
I made it, and I had the same type as Michael Scott.
No way.
And ENFP. We are the same, like, we are the same, my boy. We are the same people.
You and
that's
Michael
why
Scott.
It's like for real.
I'm gonna need the link for that test to
MBTI,
to take it,
like for real.
To take it and to give it to my father. Because I would like to confirm.
Like for real. Do it.
I told you
know who else is on this kind of personality? Is Peter Parker, Robert Downey Jr.,
okay.
Michael Scott.
Okay.
I remember telling that as
a joke, but also meaning well, telling half true. But yeah, because my father is all the time making comments about people's ethnicity and race. The episode when you have the two branches merged, Michael Scott makes a comment on Karen Filippelli's skin tone.
Okay.
He tells her, "Oh, you're exotic. You're exotic. That's not a thing you can say to your worker."
I think Michael Scott is our loud thoughts. It's just our thoughts aloud, being outside. He just talks what he thinks.
And I remember that episode very well, because that's my father's favorite episode. And for this reason, the first episode when Karen Filippelli shows up, it was season 3, right?
Mm.
He saw her. He saw Karen Filippelli, and he said, "Oh, her beauty is exotic. She's an exotic woman," he said. And then when Michael Scott meets her, he says the same. "Oh my God, you're exotic." And my father said, he said the same just like me. And I told him, "You want to know why?"
Oh no.
Really? Yeah.
But let's not forget Dwight is another breed.
Yeah, he is, yes.
But it's a type.
I love Dwight.
Yeah, we love Dwight.
I love Dwight.
Like, he carried the show when Michael left.
Yeah, when he
that
left.
That was a mistake, my boy.
Oh, yeah.
That was a mistake. Let's get there.
Really? Right now? Okay.
That was a mistake. Like, right now.
And then we can jump to our favorite episodes?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's jump into it. I'm mad. I'm pissed.
You really are.
Everybody's pissed.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It was a mistake. There was not a reason. Even though like the show like carried the story about Holly and they're just moving on, but the show went down.
Yeah.
And Dwight held it.
It's
Dwight
true.
Carried the show.
I agree
till
because. The heart of the show from the first seasons was Michael and also Jim and Pam. You saw them struggle.
And the romance
and
Dwight, of course.
Yeah, Dwight there as well.
Them
but
four were the heart.
I remember feeling when I finished season 6, Jim and Pam got married.
Yeah.
And after that episode, it felt like a finale for me.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
What else?
What else is there going to be? Mm. Right?
A fight? What? A divorce? No.
And almost.
Yeah,
right?
For
there's
real.
Almost,
yes.
There's
yeah,
almost
yeah,
a divorce.
Yeah, a divorce.
As I said, the heart of the show was the romance between those two people. And once the boy gets the girl, or
what
vice versa,
else?
Once the girl gets the boy,
yeah. What else
is there, right? And well, for a couple of episodes, The Office proves you that there are still stories to tell you.
Yeah.
And they do it good. I laugh at some of those episodes.
For example, I'm happy that the romance between Angel and Dwight, like, through the entire show and end perfectly at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
With their marriage and nothing else. We all want to know about the children. Just we want
yeah,
to
yeah,
see
no,
them happy
yeah,
and
yeah.
that's it.
Yeah.
Right?
Honestly, sometimes I'm just like D'Angelo from The Office. That baby can start a show about babies. I care nothing.
Mm. But for real, we actually, who cares about Pam's and Jim's baby? Nobody, like, they were no...
Thank
like,
God they didn't show up too much. I'm
like,
sorry.
For real.
I have nothing against...
It was not relevant at all. At all.
I have nothing against babies.
No.
Well, kind of. But I have nothing against those babies.
They were not related.
That probably today are, I don't know, finishing high school,
mm-hmm.
maybe. I'm sure they are great actors or they're perfect, humble human beings.
But,
I don't know.
But...
Really, in the show, we didn't need
to see
know.
The babies,
yeah.
to know.
And
for example, Angela had a baby.
Oh, really? Yeah.
For real, but it was not like too much about it. Like, it was just like, she had a baby and that's it.
She had a baby with the senator.
Mm-hmm, with the senator.
With her husband,
she was
the
so
senator.
Proud about
with
it.
Her husband, the senator.
Mm, the senator.
Yeah, all the time, the senator. State senator. Mm. The state senator.
The state senator.
As Oscar was all the time saying, I remember I couldn't believe that Michael Scott was leaving the show because
no.
he was the protagonist.
Yeah.
We feel he was the protagonist. We were happy. At least I was happy for him ending up with Holly.
Yeah.
Were you not?
It's what he deserves.
Yeah.
Someone just like him. Because they just because let's be honest.
Michael and Holly, I'm sorry, Michael is he ended up with Holly.
Mm.
And I'm realizing why. Because Holly is such a major dork. Just like Michael.
For real.
and
they are just a pair of golden retrievers, you know? Just with energy.
that talking head from Jim, I love it a lot because right after he says Holly is a major dork, you can see the next scene is Michael Scott and Holly Flax rapping. I remember the rap. I don't have it right now, but I love it. I remember I laughed and I thought to myself, okay, yeah, this is the lady for Michael Scott.
She is perfect. And do you remember the time Michael Scott went missing?
Oh, yes.
And Holly knew where he get. Like, she got distracted by the same things. Like, I saw the bar, I saw the grocery shop and stuff.
And then,
and the phone numbers and stuff. Like, it was like... we all knew Holly was for him.
They were soulmates. Yeah, I got really sad when she got transferred. That episode is so uncomfortable as well.
It is uncomfortable.
They start to talk about...
it was emotional. More than love, it was emotional. Yeah. It was something to cry. And when Pam saying goodbye to Michael.
Oh, yeah.
With microphone off. Like...
Yeah, they did it perfectly. Touching.
And they say it was like the real goodbye.
Yep, yeah, right? It was on
and
Office Ladies podcast.
They cried for real. That's
on Office Ladies podcast. Jenna Fischer says that Steve Carell used the opportunity to
say
set some words dedicated for her, for Jenna Fischer, not for Penn. That was very emotional.
Moving.
Yeah.
It was moving.
Like.
It was nice,
like
but...
any other. Well, but according to Steve Carell on Office Space podcast and the same creators of the show, they felt that his story, his arcs were already done. That's why he left.
Yeah.
Sí. Gracias. Just
the but they could have done a lot more with him.
Yeah.
Because Andy, was a downhill for the show. Andy, like everybody else, but Andy.
There are rumors. There are, even though they give you reasons, good reasons for the departure of the character. You still feel that it doesn't make sense because the show was carried by Steve Carell.
Yeah.
He was the star. So one of the rumors were that he was such a famous and successful actor that the network, the NBC, couldn't afford to pay him anymore. So his contract,
shame.
Yeah. So they were stingy.
That's a slap on the face.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And I kind of want to understand that because the show was very expensive as well. They were year by year listening to Office Lady podcast. I'm gonna mention a lot of Office Lady podcasts. They are not paying me for mentioning them. It's just good, and they give you the details. They give you everything behind the scenes. That's why I talk about it. They tell you how much they spend every episode and how much they paid for the songs they used, and if there were some songs that they could use for free, that's the reason why you heard that song.
Not
because they love that song.
No.
They needed to make some cuts in their budgets because it was year by year.
And it's just something, it's a great melody, you know, like when time passes by.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
Something like...
But the opening is an original thing. They didn't pay royalties for anything, for anything of that. But some other songs, like, I don't know, Lady Gaga's song, when Michael Scott enters, I think, and he says, it's
Britney
Bitch.
That's iconic, my boy, that's iconic.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing a Lady Gaga
glasses,
song. Yeah.
Everything just went perfect on that scene.
And, well, that's one of the reasons... we think Michael Scott left
because I think there are some scenes that only Michael Scott could make. Andy, no,
Dwight.
Even Dwight.
Mm. Oh yeah.
There is something just Michael Scott can do.
Dwight lost his person to look up to.
Yeah,
he was his right hand man, and if there is no main man, what does the right hand man do?
Nothing.
Because
there is no reason.
We know that Dwight never had any respect for Andy
for
admiration
him.
At all.
By himself.
I think that baby is coming from christening. Well, yeah. Boulangerie coffee shop is nearby a church, so, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Remember I told you that I first came to the coffee shop and then went to your wedding.
That's funny because I already knew this coffee shop before it was a coffee shop. It was just a bakery shop where you can buy bread. I used to buy bread with my mom and brownies, so I had good memories with this.
Oh yeah, because you live nearby here.
Yeah.
Everybody told you could come walking. Mm-hmm. Did you come walking? Okay.
We did sometimes.
Yeah, nice. No, but today, did you come walking?
No.
Why not?
My boy. I'm 26.
You're not
like
that old.
Like 80 in dog years, my boy. It's like 80 in dog years.
Well, we are humans.
My boy. What I have lived.
Okay, let's go back to
the office.
Also, another reason people think is that Steve Carell asked for a rise.
Yes, because he was underpaid for what he was doing at the time.
Yeah.
No,
I think
he had a right.
Yeah, he deserved it. Very well deserved it. I think it's the answer for his departure is all of them, all the reasons.
Yeah.
He asked for a raise, the network barely wanted to already pay for what he was being paid for.
Yeah.
And they didn't renew his contract, and they wanted to, I don't know, move on, maybe cut expenses.
No.
Those are the reasons. Mm-hmm. It's all of them. So it's okay if Steve Carell himself tells us, no, it was the end. There wasn't nothing left to write for me. It's okay if he tells us that. And it's okay. Yeah, we believe him. But come on.
No.
Come on. Even the same John Krasinski, Jim Halpert, was asked at the end of the 8th season by the writers of The Office, do you feel we should continue with season 9 and 10?
No.
And he told them, I feel that our public, our viewers deserve a good finale.
Yeah.
We should end it on season 9. He said that.
What is this, the Minions? We don't need more and more and more. What is this, Fast and Furious? We don't need more. Every time they say
yeah,
the last one, and it's not.
I agree. Because
I prefer something shorter but good. Great finale.
Like shows today. For example, Ted Lasso, a great show. Have you watched
it? No, yeah, but I heard of it.
Yeah, great show. It just ended. 3 seasons. Great, great show. My Apple TV Plus subscription, very well paid. Yeah. I love it.
Every cent, every penny.
Yeah, my yearly subscription. Yeah.
Every penny worth it.
Yeah. I remember I was hesitant paying for Apple TV Plus. I was thinking, let's see if it's worth. Let's try 1 year. I pay 1 year, and I felt okay. Now I'm gonna redo my budget to pay from now on every year. Because
that's how you make a customer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way I felt after I watched Ted Lasso and some other shows by Apple TV Plus.
But you know, personally I like to skip Andy's episode because it's just something
season 8 is really hard for me.
It's hard to watch, it's painful to watch.
I
just
can't.
Andy being there and It's not for me. It's not for everybody.
That's another rumor.
Yeah.
People think that The Office chose Andy as the protagonist now because he was a very famous actor right now.
Yeah.
In that moment.
Because of
the Hangover.
Movie.
Yeah, the movie. Uh-huh. The Hangover. Yeah, that's one reason. And the same reason people think. But that theory, for me, it's not a go because Steve Carell had filmed the 40-year-old virgin before, so he filmed The Office season 1. And then he came back to film The Office season 2. Mm-hmm. And what he was filming season 2, he was filming the 40-year-old virgin. People who love 40-year-old virgin came to the office because of the movie.
No, that didn't happen. Too much, like.
Yeah, that is true, half and half.
Yeah.
Half and half.
It was not the main reason. Like, the show speaks for itself.
Yeah. But the NBC...
Not because of the actors.
The NBC executive realized about that. Okay, so if in that moment, Steve Carell carried a lot of people, maybe we can try the same with this actor mm-hmm. that we have right now. And this time, I think they blew it.
No. No, like, it didn't happen well. Like, they thought, like, they could make Andy like Michael. Because they're kind of, like, similar in some stuff.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe the craziness and spontaneity, let's say. But, yeah. No.
But
it didn't end well.
For me, it was hard because how to relate, at least for me. And it's not that I hate rich people. No.
No.
I have several rich friends. A lot. I don't know how I met them, but I met them. But Andy wasn't a rich, relatable person.
No, he was not relatable.
So. I couldn't relate with him.
No.
Even though they try showing you that all these things that he was
the
doing.
The kindness. And yeah. That he's suffering and stuff. No.
Yeah.
Wasn't enough.
Yeah, like he suffered with his father trying to impress him, and his father was all the time being hard for
and
him.
And the romance. Mm.
Yeah. No, it just didn't make it. I couldn't.
It wasn't tasty.
And it was even harder in the last season because The Hangover Part 3 was being filmed. So he had to leave the show. You didn't see him. And in that moment, I felt bad for Andy's character because
he had Erin, all the weight on his shoulders.
He had gone away and Erin started to fall for another guy. That's okay. I mean, Andy left her.
Mm. For months?
Yeah. With no explanation at all.
For real?
No calls. I don't remember if there were calls. Honestly,
that was meaningless.
Yeah, so it makes sense that Erin fell for another guy.
For real.
And then he tried to come back, but I did feel bad because he was struggling a lot, trying to be with Erin from the beginning.
And for nothing.
Yeah, at the end. Yeah, yeah. That's what one of the reasons I really don't like that because. Okay, so
like everything for nothing.
You wanted the girl, you got her.
You left her?
Yeah, and you left
Why?
Her?
Why?
That
makes no sense. Like, he fired for her for many seasons.
And
just went missing for nothing and leaving her. That didn't make sense for me.
So I was happy that the show ended.
More will be painful, right?
Yeah.
More season will be painful.
Season 10 would have been a shame.
No, that was enough. I think Andy's season was not necessary. Just jumping straight to Dwight.
So do you feel that The Office should have ended?
When Michael leave? Maybe just Dwight's being there a little bit and seeing him change.
Yeah,
like he changed at the end, right? Like because he accomplished Michael's wish of being friend with the workers.
Oh yeah.
That's what he says at the end, right?
That's
seeing that change about Dwight, changing, being more sensible, and knowing about his kid, like ending the romance with Angela, getting married. Like that would be a great end. Skipping Andy's. I can.
Yeah, because I really feel emotional with Dwight.
Yeah.
Finally being the regional manager.
Mm.
I love those lines that the I think it was the karate teacher right? Who says it? To David Wallace. He says, this is a ceremonial demonstration of karate that people are able to do in the place that they value and love the most. On the office, exactly. Yeah, and David Wallace finally realizes, okay, maybe my regional manager should have been quiet all this time along.
For real, he's the only actual worker that loves job.
Yeah, only for those lines. Sometimes I put up with season 8 and 9, so it can feel like a reward.
Yeah.
Reward for putting up with those seasons. Like, really.
For Andy.
Yeah. Do I have to go through all that?
To finally find myself.
Yeah. To finally receive the position that he deserved.
The title, yeah.
Maybe after Michael left, or maybe in the middle. Maybe when Michael left to create Michael Papers, no, Microsoft Paper Company.
The best. That's
my
favorite arc. That was accurate.
That is one of my favorite arcs. And that's one of the things I like about this show, because I felt that nothing else could be done after the wedding with Jim and Pam. But then the writers of the office tell you, no, hold on. Michael Scott Paper Company. Keep sitting. You're gonna be surprised.
Pam leaves. A lot of stuff. It was just so smart how it ended, right? Like that company, Microscope Paper. It was so smart, so clever, so on point, so funny.
I love it.
So gracious.
Even though my favorite season is season 3, we're gonna get to that part. I really love the entire arc of season 6.
Yeah.
Microscope Paper Company. Sometimes I watch only those episodes when I'm doing nothing, like really nothing.
I think after Michael Scott left the office, it wasn't like too bad, apart from Andy, but I think people was mad just because Michael Scott wasn't on it. That's the main reason we don't appreciate those seasons a lot, because let's be honest, Michael Scott wasn't on it.
Yeah, I remember one.
That's
friend.
The main reason.
I remember one friend telling me, who was just watching the show. He was, I think, in season 4. He told me, "I love The Office, and the heart is Michael Scott. I don't know what would happen to this show if Michael Scott leaves." And I was, "Oh my god, do I tell him or no?" I couldn't. I didn't tell him. I couldn't do that. And I haven't asked him yet if he continue to watch the show after that.
I think many people just leave, quit, right? Quit watching.
Maybe, probably.
I didn't. I just wanted to see.
You finished.
I finished. Okay. Everything, every episode.
I have to be honest.
Once I start, I need to finish it.
I remember I was like putting up with it because I wanted to know if Michael Scott will return at some point. Because he leaving the office was all the time being teased through the entirety of the show. He was over there.
To come back.
Yeah. He leaves in season 3, right? When he supposedly is offered a job in corporate in New York.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Then, I think season 6 again, he leaving to create Microsoft Paper Company. But then he comes back. So he leaving season 7.
For real?
Yeah, it didn't feel like for real. I thought, maybe
he was coming back.
Yeah, maybe he's coming back, but he didn't. He didn't.
I don't know, with kids. I don't know. With something. Give me something.
Yeah, he didn't. And then I learned why. Yeah, okay, yeah. Those things might have happened. The NBC execs.
But you know something curious? On the finale. On the last episode, Michael Scott didn't talk. If you remember, he doesn't say a word.
Yeah.
He just smiles and hugs everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't hear him.
I think he just says, "That's what she said."
Yeah, and that's the only thing he says.
No, I'm remembering. No, he does say something. He says, it's like a dream come true. You see all your kids growing up, and then you see those kids marrying each other. That's a dream. That's a dream. That's really.
He just being like that is,
yeah,
the final words. Mm. But nothing else.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah. Even though it's emotional as well, seeing it again. And it's emotional seeing Dwight mm-hmm. being emotional mm-hmm. for his return, because Dwight really cared about Michael.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes he felt and thought very little of Michael, he liked him.
For real, you can see that when Michael went missing on the forest and Dwight was there just spying and making sure he was alive and surviving.
No, Michael, don't eat those. No.
That was good. And Michael cutting his best. Why? I know, I love it.
Why, Michael? Why didn't he do that? Why?
It's everything wrong, but we love it.
Just because Ryan didn't invite him
to the camping, to that retreat.
Oh,
Ryan.
And Toby was invited. Oh my God, that might have got him angrier so much that he wanted to go by himself to do that. But still, why?
But you know, like, every character on The Office had a devolution from the beginning to the end. Yeah. Starting with Pam, for example, that was something like really like meh. And at the end, like, she kind of like do something.
I like her evolution as a character.
Jim as well.
Yeah, Jim as well, but I like him, but I don't understand his final arc. Do you get
not
it?
Not really.
I don't even know what is his company for.
Neither do I, like, investment.
Yeah, but investment in what?
With players and, like, I don't know.
Okay, so he invests on players to be what? To be on teams?
I don't know, like, sports, I don't know, like.
I don't know, clothes. If someone else out there knows, please let us know in the comment.
No,
okay, Jim did this. This was his idea. And this is why we don't like Pam, because he lost this opportunity. Because I know that a lot of people at the time got mad with Pam.
They almost got divorced?
Yeah, because he was intending to move to Philadelphia because this business was thriving. And financially speaking, it was the logical move.
But...
Sure. But...
It didn't feel right.
Yeah.
Maybe on another...
He had to come back.
Another way, yeah.
He had to come back for Pam. And...
It felt right.
And there's no right to be mad at Pam for making him make this decision. Pam, at the moment, she also came back. She could have stayed in New York.
For him?
Yeah, she could have stayed in New York to finish her art classes. But she came back. Because she knew that Jim couldn't be any longer without her.
Yeah.
And that is a very nice
gesture.
That
was kind.
Yeah.
That was kind for her.
I don't know what any other woman would do that. We're talking about fictional characters, but still. Fictional characters that represent us in real life.
Like, yeah, for real. Everybody has a development. Yeah. Everybody grew up with wiser. Like everybody, even Dwight, especially Dwight. Michael. Angela changed a lot at the end.
Oh yeah.
But you
she
know
did.
Somebody didn't?
Creed.
No.
Really? Okay.
No, I don't remember. Ryan. That's a regression.
He went down the hill.
He went down to madness. Like, he's the only one, right?
You gave your baby an allergical reaction just to talk to me?
Yeah. Just like,
I love you so much.
And the end, he running out, he's escaping with like Kelly.
Kelly and Ryan. Where are the cringiest for me?
The cringiest couple.
I can't.
Fighting and kissing.
I can't. Yeah,
the romance.
Really.
Like, nobody actually understood their romance.
Just like, why? Really?
I just know it was passion.
But believe it or not, there are couples like that
they're
in real life.
It's not far from Trillo.
Especially here in Santa Cruz.
I know. I love this pueblo.
Damn it. Damn it.
Santa Cruz never disappoints.
I feel the writers of The Office wrote this as a fantasy inside a comedy, but they didn't realize they were writing real life. Well, at least in Latin America.
Not on purpose.
Yeah, not on purpose. Yeah, in Latin America, just like Abbott Elementary. Abbott Elementary, it's another excellent documentary type sitcom that tells you stories about teachers in a public school. Working in the public system of the United States, and the creators don't know that they are actually making a real documentary about public education in Latin America, Bolivia. They don't know it, and if they're listening to this, hopefully, they need to know it. Yeah. Our system of education is the same shitty thing as the shitty thing that you show in your show. Your show is excellent. The show is excellent, just like The Office, just like the writing of Kelly. 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 I can't say it.
Think about it. Kelly was unnecessary. We know that she was like a writer.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
With Ryan.
I'm Kelly Kapoor, the office bitch.
I never understood. And you know, like that chapter when she talks to Jim? And she's like, I manage my department, like, your department. Yeah. Yes, Jim, but I'm hard to manage. That he was for real. She was for real. She is hard to manage.
When she applied to you,
she needs a helper for herself.
You are your department.
She is hard to manage, Jim, come on.
How couldn't
you know?
How it? Could you know yet? All these years working with Kelly, why couldn't you know?
No. And her birthday chapter.
Oh my god.
With the Dwight's decoration. Oh my god, it was so lame. It was perfect for the show. You will expect.
You don't hear a thing, you see it. She's right though.
Yeah, she's right.
You have to see a thing of a birthday. But she didn't know what kind of birthday was by Dwight.
But you know what? I have seen on Facebook and Instagram, TikTok, I have seen actual birthday parties. Like Dwight.
Because fans love it.
It's your birthday. But
I've seen that too on Twitter.
I've seen it.
And I give a heart and I comment, yes, congratulations.
It is your birthday. Exclamation point.
It is your birthday.
That.
I do it.
My God.
Yes, well,
it's a good birthday
thing. I wish Office Ladies Podcast merch could get to Bolivia because they have mugs. They have merchandising from The Office.
It's my professional.
Yeah, I really wish we could. Well, there's the option to ship it, but there's not like Amazon or the way they do it. And shipping is going to be expensive, but sure, I can share you the link and I can share with the audience.
Damn,
link later.
Bolivia.
If you really want to pay for the shipment of this beautiful merchandising, it's excellent. Well, let's continue. What have we talked? We already talked the departure, the reason,
the
why
birthday.
The birthday.
That was really good. Let's talk about Dwight's family.
Oh my god. Did you know? Did
and
you know?
His community is so weird. That my favorite part is Dwight shooting at the. That Dwight shooting.
At her grandmother?
Yeah, at the grandma. Just to making sure she was there. Something so Dwight.
Hey, Oscar, no, I can't anymore. Yeah. Actually, I wanted to ask you, did you know that that episode in particular was the pilot for a new show about Dwight?
Yeah, Dwight's family farm. Yeah, it felt like it.
When I learned about that, I rewatched that episode in particular, and you know what? I liked it. I watched it as one pilot. And I thought to myself, okay, yeah, this could have been an excellent pilot about an excellent show of Dwight.
Yeah.
Shoot farms. That's it. That's all I needed. That's all I wanted. But instead we got Parks and Recreation. I'm not complaining. Parks and Recreation is an excellent show. I liked it. My beloved sister, Arelis, she recommended it to me. And I'm glad she did because I fell in love with the show as well. If you haven't watched it,
no.
Please do it. Leslie Knope. You have to know Leslie Knope. Leslie Knope is Michael Scott, but female version. And it's not Holly Flags. No, it's Michael Scott female version. Yeah, she's just like incorrect.
Ignorant.
Yes, everything.
Racist, all the aces.
Everything. She's the whole package. Yeah. But she's working in a government office. That's the difference. And I lied to it also because I learned about government because I know nothing. I just show up to the polls when I have to vote. That's all I need to know. And I vote only because I need to cash my checks when I get paid. That's it. That's the reason. I don't really care about politics. Nothing. But watching that show make me learn about the government, Ron Swanson. I'm waiting for you to meet Ron Swanson. He's a libertarian. He's working inside the government to destroy the government.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
okay,
great.
Okay, yeah. There's something.
So knowing that, and maybe that was the reason why Shoot France wasn't made, but still, I still feel that there's a chance to redo Shoot France. Retake it from that episode and continue.
Yeah.
No matter how the actors are today, it's okay. You can retake Dwight and Angela being married.
Yeah. Living Dwight, on the farm?
Yeah, living on the farm and taking care of his aunt, his aunt's children and his aunt's farm. With his siblings,
like everything.
Could be done. Shoot France 2023, that can be done. I feel it. They just have to be given the money. That's it. And well, maybe some effort from the writers right now that they are in a strike, because streaming services are making everything possible. Just like The Office was popular thanks to Netflix. By the way, how did you learn about The Office? Because I know that
it's not something that,
as I said, you
is eye-catching, right?
Yeah, you don't follow trends, so, and you didn't grow up watching cable. You didn't have.
You know how I actually knew that? There is the meme when we're going to talk about the relationship with Michael and the man from Human Resources.
Toby.
And when Toby went back and Michael said, no, God, face down. Like, there was a meme. Like, no. Toby just reminded me to a slap. I don't know why. He's just like, he's...
Okay, so you saw that meme?
I saw the meme.
And then you were curious.
It's something really, it's an old meme. Michael said, no, God, face down. It's so old, and I knew the show from that.
So you saw the meme, you were curious.
Mm-hmm.
You asked
like, Google. What is this about?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you asked Google.
Yeah.
Meme of no.
No, God, please, no. Yeah.
And you can get it actually.
Yeah.
The other day, I googled meme of the lady who is a very intense girlfriend. And I got the YouTube channel of that lady, and I follow her because she has good content on YouTube.
Yeah,
so yeah, Google is a very nice tool. You just have to know how to use it, or learn how to use it.
Yeah,
not just I don't know what people use Google for. I don't know.
Search.
But like the mortals, because we use it like for real.
Yeah.
It's our tool.
People who
don't use it as a tool, what do they use it for? Really?
No, nothing.
Maybe
now.
Let's think about.
Now it's TikTok.
Yeah.
Everybody research on TikTok.
I believe you because before TikTok, people use Facebook as Google. Anything you wanted was on Facebook.
Recipes on how to cure COVID.
Really? Oh my God! Really?
The chase. Haven't you seen them?
No.
God bless you.
I don't need that. Okay, I'm thinking about this. Maybe people who don't use Google as a tool, they use they use it just like Michael uses a computer.
Yeah.
Because he says in an episode, I remember the first day I discovered YouTube, I didn't work for an entire day.
So reasonable.
He rarely uses his computer for what it is. He
just entertainment.
Yeah. He has those notes, right?
The sticky notes.
The sticky note, thank you. for his, I don't know, his appointments, mm-hmm. everything. He doesn't use a computer. And that's, for me, that's very annoying. As,
yeah.
As someone who uses a computer a lot, I'm not in the informatic field or electronics or communications and networks at all. But I know my networks, I know my devices, and I use them. I remember I first discovered AI in 2018. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as popular as it is today, but I already knew about that. I remember the first time I used a QR code was in 2011. It wasn't popular back then, but it was thanks to Pokemon.
Mm.
Just like that. Those moments when Michael Scott is struggling with technology, it's a struggle for me.
It's a struggle for everybody our age.
I can't believe that Michael, but sometimes I relate because he's struggling and resisting to like update like Ryan says, no? Mainframe Infinity 2.0.
Mm.
That's gonna be our new thing. This is our brand. And Michael resisted.
Yeah.
He said machines are not good. I fell in a lake because I listened to a machine.
I think the whole show resists technology. You remember when Dwight thought she was firing through a computer to sales?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he wanted to impress Angela.
Mm.
Yeah.
So.
You won't win a computer, and I won't watch.
But it's normal them to compete with to technology because there are companies that sell paper.
Yeah.
Like face to face. So.
Yeah, and everyone are salespeople. Sorry.
Mm.
And yeah, it's.
It's normal.
It's normal, mm-hmm. if they, because it's by the end of the show, you can see they rarely use their iPhones.
Yeah.
Because they have iPhones, but they don't use them for what it is. Because this show ended in 2014, if I'm not mistaken.
Like on the beginning of big phones,
yeah.
Big screens.
So it was, even though it was perfect at the time, if you watch it today, the jokes and the themes they talk about are relatable today. That's why young people
still watch it
and love it and don't feel like canceling it.
No.
Because Michael Scott could be canceled in today's society.
For that real. It was made at the perfect time, you know?
It was everything about inclusion. Today's everything about inclusion, political correctness.
Diversity Day.
Diversity Day.
That was diversity.
Please, let's talk about now
diversity
about our favorite episodes. You already told me that it was.
It's my favorite episode. And Dwight's lying like, oh my god, I'm a woman.
May I ask why? Really? Or is it insulting?
No, it's okay. Not insulting. It's just funny. It just felt right, you know?
Okay, so you watched episode one, and then you watched Diversity Day.
Yeah,
and
because what number episode is?
Two.
Yeah.
Episode two, so.
That was the actual introduction to the character. That's when you know
right.
The behavior. Is that how you actually know and understand Michael Scott?
I agree. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I wanted to ask you why, just for protocol reasons, because I know why you
it's
like
good
this
comedy, you know.
Yeah,
it's something
on.
Fresh.
How can you not love Diversity Day?
No, it's fresh comedy.
I tell people, if you haven't watched The Office, please give it a chance.
Watching Diversity Day.
Uh-huh, yeah, pass through Diversity Day.
Oh Lord.
And you're gonna see why. You're gonna see why.
Yeah.
And well, if you're a person who still don't like, if you're a person who still doesn't like shows without laughs, okay, that's fine. That's fine, because just the same reason why people don't like The Office, they don't like Modern Family. And Modern Family is another excellent show. But I understand it, they don't like laughs. Mm. Okay, do you have a second episode that you love as much? Or do you have like a top 10?
Not maybe episodes, but moments.
Moments?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go through that.
Do I make great moments, or when my favorite moments are Jim's jokes to Dwight.
To Dwight, okay.
Yeah.
When he's
the
pranking
snowman,
him.
The snowman episode.
I love
the revenge.
That. Yeah. I
it's
like
what
that.
We all deserve. I can watch it over and over again.
I like
that's one
that.
Of the best.
It's very well deserved because
yeah.
If you ask me, that's very personal. It's okay if you dislike it. But I really don't like Jim pranking on Dwight all the time.
Yeah. Just too normalized, right? And Dwight Irving watches perfect. He watching from afar.
At the end of the day, the
he,
best
and
revenge.
Dwight went, didn't went too physical about it. Just
no?
It was emotional, psychological
yeah.
revenge.
Yeah. At the end of the day, the best revenge is psychological revenge. He says it. He knows it.
He knows it. That's good. That's one of my favorite moments.
A little behind the scenes of that, Dwight says that Mose helped him to build all those snowmen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sorry, snow people. Sorry, I need to speak inclusive.
That's good.
Okay, when I say favorite episodes, I mean more like funny episodes.
Mm.
I really don't care much about the romance, even though that's the heart as well.
Yeah.
Because the same creator said that his intention of the show was to tell a love story, and that story we see it in Jim and Pam. That's why I said that once the wedding was done, it felt like nothing else could be done, but they surprised us, and I loved it. One of my favorite episodes is Diversity Day.
Mm-hmm.
I love Benihana Christmas.
Ah.
That episode, my father loses it every time Michael Scott marks his Asian girlfriend. He can't. I have to pause the episode so
to
he can
laugh.
Yeah, so he can finish laughing.
He's so racist. I can't. Nobody can hold it.
I'm right now about
that. Nobody can be so wrong. It's so good.
So wrong, so right. Oh yeah, that one night. That's another episode I love.
Yeah, that's
a
good episode.
Dinner Party. It's an excellent episode.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know if you knew it, but that episode is like the least favorite from the fans.
Wow.
Because they feel that all the tension. It's like very cringy, but that's
the cringiest.
I say the same. Yeah, that's the core of the episode. The cringiness
the
of the episode. Yeah, even I don't know. It's Pam or Jim who says, "I think Michael and Jenna are playing a game to see who makes the most uncomfortable."
To see.
Who makes the person the most uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And both are winning.
Both are winning.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite episodes. No doubt. Another episode that I love, and I don't get why people don't like it. But well, maybe I do. But it's Scott Stutz. When Michael has to finally face the senior year students from the school.
Because he promised paying their tuition.
You don't like that episode? Okay, you like
I
it.
I know it. It's so wrong. It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The kids rapping about him.
Hey, Mr. Scott, what you gonna do?
What
you gonna do? Make your dreams come true. And Erin singing the song as well.
No.
Okay, you're famous because the entire auditorium is named after Michael Scott.
Stanley laughing, I remember.
Stanley saved the newspaper.
For real. He knew the day was coming.
But from all my empty promises, that one was the most sincere.
Poor Michael.
But I feel Michael. I understand why he made that promise. Sometimes we make those promises with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like that episode. And I laugh about the fact that he's not paying the tuition. I mean, in real life, that's horrible.
Yeah.
As Penn says, that's a very horrible thing to do, to promise someone to pay for your education. Because we know in the United States, education is very expensive.
Yeah.
The best universities, and like here in Bolivia, people need to know it, are the private schools. Those are the ones who have the best education. But somehow, here in Latin America, public university is the most prestigious.
Yeah.
Just the title, because education, we've seen it, we've been through it, is shitty.
It is.
Yeah, it's shitty. It's as shitty as private schools. But it's a different story over there in the States. And we've seen it as well. But yeah, maybe that's the reason why people don't like those episodes. Dinner Party and Scott's Talk. But I love those episodes a lot.
Yeah.
And I cannot decide one episode in particular from the entire Michael Scott Paper Company. The entire arc is my favorite arc. I can't think about one single episode. Idris Elba, really. Idris Elba as Charles Minor was an excellent character.
Yeah.
He needed to be there. I don't know why he didn't come back. There's no reason. Maybe he was just a guest star.
Yeah.
Very high paid guest star. If NBC didn't want to pay more for Michael Scott, why would we think that they would want to pay for Idris Elba? Really? Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think. I think I should have write this down, but still.
You know something I would really like to try?
What?
Kevin famous chili recipe.
Cold open. If we talk about cold opens, that's a great. Actually, I don't know if you knew, but Ryan, the actor who portrays Kevin, gets invited to chili contest to judge, to give the prize to the winner, just because of that cold open.
He's
famous, Kevin.
But chili. That thing is just. In my mind, no, he's just laying down on the floor with chili.
Trying to save some of the chili.
Some chili, it's too.
I feel bad for him because he's really dumb. He really does something. He's bad with numbers, and the only good thing I feel like he could have done well is
what
a chili
recipe.
And he couldn't. Oh my god.
He was, and Michael Scott being Santa.
Which one?
Because Michael Scott being Santa Claus.
Yeah, but I think he's...
And Kevin sitting on his lap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that...
Michael for real was getting ready when Kevin sitting on his lap.
That whole part was real. Mm. I remember the podcast Office Lady says Ryan was sitting on...
They couldn't
sitter.
Hold their laps.
That everything was real in that episode. That's another thing I like. If in that case, if we're talking about favorite things about The Office or episodes, and the Christmas episodes, I really don't like Christmas episodes from other shows. Modern Family, How I Met Your Mother, Community. Those are very boring episodes for me.
Yeah.
But The Office and Seinfeld are the exception to my rule, because they don't really talk about love and learning and growing.
Family.
No. The Office on Seinfeld, they...
It was just a theme party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Halloween.
Actually, I think my favorite, one of my favorite episodes is the first Christmas episode. Season 2. Yeah, season 2. Where they do the Yankee swap.
Hmm.
Michael gets the oven meat. I don't remember what it was.
The needle thing
that Phyllis did.
Phyllis needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the needle. Yeah, Phyllis needed something for him. I think it was something for the oven.
He was so unhappy with it. I love it.
He was unhappy about it.
I love
it. He says, this is how much I care about you. I mean, come on, Michael. God damn it.
Everybody fighting for the iPad.
For the iPod, even Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Even Pam who said...
Rejecting James.
Yeah. Said that one in the teapot. She said it. But no. She was... Oh, okay. Let's put it in context. It was 2006.
Yeah. It was the main thing.
Yeah. iPods were the thing. The most famous thing. And just like those cringy moments, I feel that you have cringy moments. I feel.
What?
The cringy moments. I mean...
Cringy that, moments?
Yeah. Like, I mean, we like the cringy episodes that other people don't. But maybe you have your own cringy moments.
My life.
Yeah.
Real life.
I mean, relating to The Office, that you see that episode and you can pass through it. You cannot.
No, since I don't work in a school anymore, I can't relate when Pam gets fired by Michael, just as a joke.
Okay.
And she start crying and stuff.
Okay, so that's episode one. So
yeah, that's episode one.
You don't enjoy episode one?
No, I enjoy it.
Okay.
But first off, like just starting the whole show, it was uncomfortable. And I was like, what is this happening? What
yeah,
is
it
happening?
Is. It is very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
I like that. I like it. I remember I knew...
Watching it again, like, it's laughing.
Yeah, right
but
now you
at the,
laugh.
At the beginning, I was like, poker face. Like, what's happening here?
No, I like that even the first time. I knew it was a joke. Mm. I knew because he was all the time trying to impress Ryan.
Yeah.
Because through the entirety of the show, we know that Michael looks up to Ryan. He wants maybe to be Ryan.
Yeah.
Because
just cool and young.
when we see Michael and we learn about his life, we know his psychological behavior.
Mm.
We know that he wasn't the popular kid. He says it. And
yeah.
Let's add to that he didn't have a good relationship with his stepfather. And he didn't have the best relationship with his mother.
Something in Ryan, right?
Yeah, something. I don't. Maybe like a brother,
like
and
a song,
something
like,
both.
Mm-hmm. Like because, a son, brother, friend, like something. It's his type, you know.
Yeah.
Michael Scott type is blondes. You know.
Yeah, really. Yeah, yeah.
Blondes.
All his girlfriends
were
blondes.
Even Ryan. You know that time when Ryan came back as blonde.
Fun fact about this: just like Justin Spitzer. No, I'm sorry. No, Mr. Justin. Michael Schur. Michael Schur is the actor who portrays Mouse. He had to grow that beard.
Mm.
His beard that you see in the show, that's his beard. That's real. And he had to keep it all the time that he was filming. And he didn't like his beard at all. Because he indeed has that type of beard, like the Amish people. Ryan as well. BJ Novak had to keep the blonde look,
the blonde hair,
even when he was not filming, because it will be noticeable if he was a wig. So, yeah, I love the commitment
but
of these
Jim
people.
But Jim wore a wig.
At the end of season three, because he was filming a movie.
But we didn't
notice,
right?
Yeah, no, because
it was a good wig.
Yeah, it was a good wig with his messy hair that Michael once tried to.
You
copy.
Know, I remember one of my favorite things when Dwight impersonates him and vice versa.
And they come into the camera.
and when they replace even the pictures with Asian people.
Oh, yeah. That's
that was gold.
Yeah, that's a good episode because that...
And Dwight just doubted about himself and his existence.
I feel that he's doubting his own existence, as you said. Also, he's hesitating. I feel maybe it's just me, but he's trying to not be racist.
Yeah.
Because, okay, all these years, have I been talking to an Asian?
Congratulations, co-worker? You're not racist.
yeah. Did I wake up racist today? I don't know. I mean, good for me for not noticing. good one for me for not noticing all these years. And Pan, the community of Pan, kissing.
They kiss each other.
I can't.
And maybe. He knew in the password and stuff. They were so
stop committed. It. You know, Jim. Come on, do you know me? Like really, really.
That was one of the best jokes.
Yeah, I agree. Though that prank, it's one of the best. There are pranks that are great. And
but
sometimes
that one,
it's great.
It's just from end to beginning.
Like really, how do you feel that Dwight felt? Like really trying to not be racist?
No, for real. But on the first minute, he was like, "No, you are not Jim." But then he started to die.
Yeah, because he started to feel like, okay, maybe maybe I'm being racist. Maybe it is Jim.
Maybe he is Asian and I didn't know it.
Like, really, yeah. Like, sometimes when someone tells me, yeah, he is from this ethnicity. Really? Huh. And they tell me, how could you not know? I really don't see that. I really don't care about people's origins. It's not that I don't like. I really don't care. All I care is about the person, your human qualities. Maybe later I can know it about you and where were you from, where were you born. Maybe. But if I had to pick cringy moments for me, would be two. One, the Prince Paper Family episode.
Yeah, okay.
Because I relate to that. My family and I have a stationery, mm-hmm. and the idea of a massive company taking over our clients makes me feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I felt it cringy during the pandemic, because I rewatched The Office with my father during the quarantine, and that episode we laughed out loud. But at the end, I thought to myself, okay. If this happens in real life, we're screwed. And well, depending on my very low salary as an interpreter, that wouldn't be a goal for us as a family. So I can't watch that episode now. I still laugh. I enjoy it, but I still
it's
feel
not
a couple.
The same.
Yeah, it's not the same now that we went through the quarantine, and our economy was affected like really hard. Our sales were minus one.
Yeah.
We lost a lot.
That was a hard time.
Yeah, it was
for everybody.
Yeah, and even Michael realizes about it when he tries to start his own company, mm-hmm. company, because he tries to call Prince Family,
mm-hmm.
and he hears the voicemail. Thank you for 33 years of loyal service, but Prince. Prince Paper Family is closed, and he's crying. And at the end of the voicemail, the granddaughter is saying bye.
Mm.
I mean, come on, how can you not feel bad for that?
Yeah.
That is hard for me. And another, it's not just one episode; it's the entire arc of Angela cheating. I don't know, quote unquote cheating on Andy.
Yeah,
that's hard for me because I went through that. My former romantic partner cheated on me, so I know what it feels like. I enjoy it. I enjoy the jokes that they make. Dwight being so proud,
mm-hmm.
and shovelant, even though everybody knows that he's having sex with an engaged woman.
Yeah,
he doesn't care, but
nobody cares.
yeah, like really, but I take out Andy out of the equation of cheating someone, and I feel bad. I feel angry at Angela for doing that. Angela Kinsey has said on the podcast that the reason Angela did that was in revenge of Andy. Okay, yeah, that's a good explanation. Sure, good job, Angela, on avenging Dwight, but. You also had to look yourself, and you made yourself looked like
desperate,
maybe desperate, or someone you cannot trust. Because once I learned that my former romantic partner cheated on me, I couldn't trust her anymore.
Yeah,
trust was lost. So I, and especially Angela is all the time saying that she has morality and she's a religious person. Despite of that, as a human being, I don't care if you're religious. You made a commitment with someone. Why couldn't you just commit? Or why did you do this from the beginning? I like those episodes because between that arc, you have great story.
Yeah.
From Michael, from Pam, from Jim. Just that moment. It's... I really don't like it.
Mm.
But after Angela...
Uncomfortable but real.
Yeah, comfortable and real. But after Angela... For example, my sister doesn't like Angela because of that. And I told her, you have to finish watching The Office because she doesn't want to finish it because of that. And see how Angela evolves. And maybe you can forgive her. Because my sister can't forgive Angela at all. And maybe you will see why she did that. Or maybe you will forget about it. I don't know. But I think I'm allowed. If my sister, who is a woman, can forgive Angela, I think I'm allowed to not forgive or not like this side of Angela.
Yeah.
For being this person who claims to be the perfect human being, and someone who likes other quote unquote perfect human beings, like when Pam is saying, okay, we have to be discreet about me being pregnant because my Mimo, her grandmother, is a very reserved person. Angela says, okay, yeah, sometimes we have to be our own grandmothers. How can you say that? And you,
real life.
Yeah, and when you meet Pam's grandmother, you see that Angela and Pam's Mimo are the same person in their way of thinking. They are thinking in the old ways. Because when they say that Jim and Pam are living together, you see the grandmother, they're living together. like they deserve hell in that moment.
Yeah.
Just living together. They didn't say sleeping together.
Yeah, for real.
She got exalted and she wanted to leave the wedding, you know? Do what you predict. That's what I try to do in my life, and that's what I don't like Angela in that arc. Just that.
Yeah, you're right. But you know, it's real life based.
Yeah.
Things like that happen. People used to forget.
Yeah,
I forget.
For example, I've forgotten, I've forgiven my former romantic partner. If I ran into her, I won't rant or fight with her at all. No. It's all over. Same thing with Angela. I'm okay with her finale. I like that she had a happy ending. She deserved it as well. Especially with Dwight, because they were meant to be together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy the way things ended. Just like you said, just like life. That's why I like The Office. It's a great show.
Yeah.
Would you have final words?
About
The Office.
For The Office. It was made at the perfect time. Before getting canceled.
Yeah, maybe that's why an office reunion is not possible today. Maybe, I don't know.
We're maybe never going to see again a show like that.
No, we are not.
Like, not on, like with real actors or not. Maybe tunes, but not in real life.
I agree.
It's the last good thing we created, the series. Like, for real.
Would you put The Office as the best sitcom of the 2000 decade?
Yes, I close.
Really? Okay, yeah, I agree with you and I like about that. Actually, that's at the end of the podcast, I all the time ask questions to my guests. two random questions, and that was one of them.
Yeah. I like this kind of show when something is too dumb, like, I don't enjoy it.
Really?
When I feel like I'm seeing SpongeBob,
okay,
it's like I don't enjoy it too much.
But the new episodes?
New episodes of,
yeah,
SpongeBob.
I agree. I agree.
All episodes are like chef's kiss. But if I feel like I'm watching new episode of SpongeBob, I don't enjoy it.
My rule for SpongeBob is the first three seasons and the movie. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch
generous.
It. Yeah. The new movie, yeah. That one was good as well.
As well.
Okay, do you have any questions for me?
Would you recommend a show based on The Office?
Well, I think I already did. I recommended you Parks and Recreation. Well, Abbott Elementary, the show I told you about, the teachers, mm-hmm, and public school, and Parks and Recreation. Those two shows are a must if you really want to laugh. And it's the same creator, The Good Place. That will be like my third option. The Good Place is another beautiful show. I think it's four seasons or five. But
I seen a few episodes.
For me, The Good Place is the best romantic sitcom of the 2010 decade. The Office is for me for the 2000 decade, and The Good Place is for the 2010 decade. No doubt for me, no discussion. Sure, Modern Family is over there, but Modern Family is not romantic comedy. It's just documentary comedy. There is romance, but that's not the core of the show. Mm. That's not the core at all.
You know, a show I can't overcome if it's for family. I love it. I think it's the same essence, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really dark humor.
But that's animation. Okay, yeah.
That's good.
I feel it. Okay.
I enjoy
it. One last question. It's gonna be silly, but our friendship also, it's about silliness. I don't think if there wasn't any silliness in our friendship, we could continue to be friends. I like that a lot about our friendship, and I like that your husband tolerates us being silly. Actually, your husband is a real hero. I like him a lot as well. If you choose one character to spend one day from The Office,
okay,
which one?
Obviously Mike.
Really?
Michael.
Okay,
just go sightseeing something. Just like him went missing and just get distracted by something.
I like your answer.
Yeah, just
and I think I want to steal your answer.
It's gonna be fun.
I bet it would. I would choose Pen. I really would like to see, I mean, to
her
to
point talk, of view.
Yeah, I talk with, yeah, Pen, not Jenna Fisher.
Pen.
I'm not saying that Jenna Fisher is a bad human being. No.
He's
a very loving and caring human being.
But Pen.
Yeah. I would like to spend one day with Pen. Of course, with blessing of Jim. I don't know why I don't like Jim. I don't hate it. He's a good character, but I really don't mind. I couldn't care less about Jim. But people love him, and well, he has his good reasons.
Mm.
In the romantic aspect, he is like a catch.
Yeah.
I like that. Sometimes I got from Jim the courage to face women and say my feelings. I feel that if it hadn't been for Jim, I would have never been with the people I've been romantically speaking or facing my emotions at all. I like that part.
Well, that
was a very heartful,
yeah,
speech. I'm happy that you agreed to sit with me, join, and try the tea here and the coffee at Boulangerie,
yeah,
Coffee Shop. I hope that you enjoy it. beat you?
90.
Try to be honest.
Invite me for SS for Family episode. Okay. Because I need to.
And maybe we can do in another time.
You don't find another person, here's me.
But I appreciate that you are willing to come back, and I really appreciate it a lot. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you for
showing your interest on being in future episodes. I really appreciate it, because doing this is something I love a lot. Sitting in the coffee shop and talking with people, friends and potential friends, just like once you and I were in the first time we met. Potential friends,
mm-hmm.
Sharing our personal interests,
and we matched a lot.
Movies,
yes.
Shows, music, Rihanna.
I
think that's another level. Mm-hmm. That I put it apart from that. Okay, I want to talk more this episode. I also want to thank my audience, if they made it until this point. Thank you very much. I hope, just like me and my friend Guadalupe, have enjoyed this episode talking about a show that we love and we know is very loved all over the world. And for now, I will bid you farewell. Until next time, goodbye.
See you.